My point was at the
there you go.
At the gym today, when I was at, I put my iPhone on double speed, and let me tell you, Big Fatty is a lot more entertaining at double speed. You can get through that 20 minutes of shit in like 10 minutes. It's awesome.
Very good. Okay, now let me move on to another topic, okay?
What about the big run?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What about the big run? And let me tell you, Big Fatty is a lot more entertaining.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 548 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 10th of March, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to do a little experiment today that I have learned about by listening to just some really weird podcasts this week. Big Fatty, we can't wait to hear it. Were you listening to your own? Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all didn't get any comments on the Tuesday show about the sound, so evidently everyone doesn't give a shit anymore. Yes, Big Friday, they don't give a shit anymore. So you must have either had it perfect or they just don't give a shit. I'm guessing they don't give a shit. Ooh, y'all, that would be lasagna rolls and chicken piccata. Oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, after yesterday's show, you know, I was a little burfy. And, y'all, I am convinced that the poke was rancid or something. I don't know what I have done with the poke. But y'all, I threw it out after the show yesterday, and y'all, I had a little bit of vomit. Oh, Big Fatty, please! We are trying to keep our food down just listening to you. We do not need to hear about you talking about vomiting. But y'all, I feel fine now. So anyway, everything's all good, and the rancid poke is gone. Oh, Big Fatty, thank you so much for getting rid of that. I need to offer a clarification. You know my good friend Clara, don't you? Clarification. She is of the Columbia-fications. That's clarification. But y'all, clarification on the food I talked about on yesterday's show that was prepared for the Flex Weekend by the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, just to remind you, Friday night she prepared the grilled cheese sandwiches that were eaten in the boudoir. And then Saturday there was some sort of spam and cream of mushroom soup casserole. And then Sunday was the chili mac. And y'all, I really have to take this opportunity to formally apologize.
This just into the BFO Tax Return Update Center. The federal and state refunds have been received and spent.
Yes! The pizza rolls, Myron! I am a gourmet cook and it's just not being recognized!
So, anyway, there you have it. I've set the record straight. And you know, what can I say? And, you know, y'all, sometimes you just have to swallow your pride.
Oh, is that like your Charlie pride? No!
But y'all, I was listening to that Archer did a group show on Thursday, last Thursday evening. And, y'all, he had that Daniel Beaver and Larkin and my grandson Steven and old Turnip Head on there also, because you know Turnip Head is a bachelor these days, because the short bus has been detained in Europe. Yes. And y'all, they talked about all kinds of different things, but one of the topics that came up And has come up on a conversation with the Sea Hag and all also, was the thing called the chat roulette. And that, y'all, that is chatroulette.com. It's chatroulette.com. And y'all, what it is you go to the website and you fire it up, and people, it's like a roulette wheel. And come on there, and the Sea Hag was complaining that they're masturbating, and Jon Stewart did a thing on his show where he was seeing all the other broadcasters and everything on the chat roulette, and y'all, I've never checked it out, and but they were saying. They were saying on the group show on Thursday, I don't ever see anybody on there masturbating. Or maybe it wasn't that or anything. Y'all, this microphone is right real close to my butt now. Let's just see if you can pick this up. Oh dear Gussie. Oh dear Gussie. But y'all, anyway. But I thought I would. I thought I would give it a shot here, and I'm gonna spin it 10 times, and well, maybe we'll spin it 20. We'll spin it a few times, and I want to just tell. And I'm just gonna tell you what I see on the screen, because they're only gonna be there for a couple of seconds. Because y'all, they click right off of you. Yes, McFreddy, they don't care to see the fat cave. That's why they will click right off of you. But y'all, I don't know if I'm gonna see boobies. Maybe we'll see Big Ricky motorboating Julian or something. I don't know. Oh, McFreddy, that is vulgar. And or what we'll see. Maybe there'll be a frightening face with eerie eyes on there that we'll see, or something like that. But anyway, y'all, let's. I'm just gonna play a little music while we do this. So, Brad Freddy, please start the music and stop the chatter. All right, everyone, I have got the chat roulette open here on the computer, and you don't have to register or anything like that, but let's see now. I want to preview my cam just so that I can see what... all right, and now, y'all, I'm going to hit new game, and let's see what comes up, okay? And there's a little 10-year-old there, okay, and we're going to hit next. And then there's a... That's a really cute boy right there. Hi there, cute boy. And then there's a cute boy with a pirate hat on. Hi there, cute boy with a pirate hat on. Okay. And then the next one is... we're looking for a random stranger, it says. Brett Freddy, what's taking it so long? We don't know. All right, and then there's another cute boy, and he clicked right off of Big Fatty. And y'all, there's a cute boy with his clothes off. But I couldn't see anything, which is too bad. And then there's another cute boy that is laying there with his clothes off, and he clicked off of Big Fatty real quickly. And then let's see what we got here now. It's not necessarily, terribly fast, anyway, especially if they click off of you. All right, I'm just going to click next and see if it's going to give me anything. But, all right, there seems to be, and now there's two cute boys standing there talking to each other, and they clicked right off of Big Fatty. And, yes, I don't see anything on that one. All right. And y'all, you can say that a camera is required. That was a blank one that came up there. It was blank. Or maybe that was Joe in Dallas. Let's see. All right, I'm only going to do a couple more of these. And then, all right. And I'm not seeing anything. Brad Freddy, this is lovely podcasting. Could you just look for the Sea Hag's scary picture? Yes, McCready, yes. And y'all, it says there's less than 20,000 people online. And y'all, this one, is also blind too. So I don't know what that's all about. So, you know, y'all, it could be that Big Fatty just has a small pipe. Ah, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. So y'all, that's the chat roulette. Didn't see a single penis, although there were some cute boys that had the shirts off. So anyway, so I don't know. You know, maybe the old pervs are fixing them some gourmet pizza rolls or something like that. I don't know. But I'm always getting things. I'm always getting things in the e-letters from the listeners. And y'all, by the way, I'm going to send an appeal. Big Freddy, is it like a banana appeal? Yes. I'm going to send an appeal out to the lurkers out there. And you know who you am. You know who you am. If you are a lurker, you know, send Big Fatty an e-letter or call the voice letter line and just say, Big Fatty, I'm here. I promise. I just want to continue to lurk. But thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. And, you know, you got to check in every now and then, y'all. This is a two-way street here. Big Freddy, we want it to be a one-way street where only we communicate with you and we don't have to listen to you. Well, that's too bad. But anyway, y'all, so lurkers, this is Lurker Week. I want to hear from some lurkers. Lurkers this week. And y'all, from some people that I haven't heard from in a while. Y'all, I went over to the listener map over at the BFO, which, by the way, is the centerpiece of the inner tubes, y'all. If you need to find anything on the inner tubes, you just go over to the BFO. And, Paul sends me all kinds of things all the time. And y'all, he oftentimes sends them from his iPhone. But, y'all, today he sent me, since we were talking about Big Fatty's small pipe. Oh, Big Fatty, you vulgar! He sent me some useless penis facts. And, y'all, I can think of no one I would rather share some useless penis facts with than the listeners of the BFO. And, y'all, if you want these kinds of things to stop, then you're going to have to call in. I've only got one call in the queue. And y'all, I can tell you who it's from right now. It is from that Ange in BC bitching because I didn't call him out on his birthday last week. And y'all, by the time I play it, he will have aged another year. Because I'm not gonna just play one phone call. No, Big Freddy. And so y'all, if you don't want to hear any more about useless penis facts, then you need to get in touch. And this includes the lurkers, you know. You can just call yourself Lorena. Or you can call yourself Larry, or you can just call yourself Clara, if you want to. Clarification. Yes! And y'all, now here are the useless penis facts. And y'all, please feel free to touch yourself inappropriately during this. The amount of semen per ejaculation is 1 to 2 teaspoons. Now, y'all, have you measured that lately? Because I believe as you get older, that may diminish somewhat. But someone young like my grandson or like Miss Wes or maybe Ange in BC. Ange, when was the last time you measured your ejaculation? Could you get back with me on that? The average number of times a man will ejaculate in his lifetime. Dear gussy. 7,200. However, the average number of times that he will ejaculate from masturbation is 2,000. So, y'all, you will ejaculate 5,000. Men, you will ejaculate 5,200 times from means other than masturbation. Yeah, right. The total amount of lifetime ejaculant. Y'all, get out your gallon drums because, y'all, that's 14 gallons. Ah, funny. Amount of water it takes to fill your average bathtub is 35 gallons. So about, what is that? About a third of a bathtub full. Oh, dear gushy. The average speed of ejaculation. Y'all, can you guess this? is 28 miles an hour. Yes, look at it. Where'd it go? There it went. As compared to the average speed of a city bus, which is 25 miles an hour. And I know that there are people sitting on the city bus right now. Omar, up there in the Chicago, he rides the transit. And look out that window. There's some ejaculate going by your bus. Yes. The average number of calories. Y'all, I did not even know that semen had calories. In a teaspoon of semen is 7. And the average number of calories in a can of Dr. Pepper is 150. So, y'all, it's low in calories and high in protein. Oh, Greg Fratty, that's vulgar. And y'all, wait a minute. I'm getting a text message here from Miss Porter. And he is asking me if I still have my big TV. And so hopefully maybe somebody is interested, got a nibble on the TV or something. Y'all, the average length of a penis when not erect, and Teresa in Seattle, if you could just, confirm these measurements as to whether the other BF is above or below, and all my straight male listeners, if y'all could confirm these measurements for me as well, I'd really appreciate it. And Vera, please don't bother getting out the yardstick. Average length of a penis when not erect is 3.5 inches, but when it's erect, the average length is 5.1. Dear gushy! The smallest natural penis recorded, y'all, who knew that the smallest natural penis recorded was 5/8 of an inch? And the biggest dick is on the surface of the sun. No, y'all, now I don't believe this. The largest natural penis recorded was 11 inches. Y'all, I can't believe that. No! The largest penis in the animal kingdom is 11 feet, and that is of a blue whale. The height of from the court floor to the rim of the basketball goal is 10 feet. So, y'all, blue whale's penis is about the is taller than a basketball goal. The most arousing time of the day or season for a man. And y'all, confirm this because, and those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, you're going to be getting excited about this because it is in the mornings, early mornings of the fall. And y'all, we are moving out of the fall and the winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I've gotten another. I have it sold for you. Yes. Okay. Well, sold it is. Y'all, Big Fatty has just sold his TV. Correct. CORRECT. Okay. Thank you, Miss Porter. I'll have to take him out to dinner or something for that. the percent of men. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. The best ways to improve your sexual function is to get out of the bed, to start exercising, and to lose weight. And, never mind. Foods that improve your sex life, and y'all, I can't believe this. Foods that will improve your sex life, oysters, Spam casserole, chili mac, pizza rolls, and grilled cheese, and C's chocolates. Who knew it, y'all? Percentage of men who say they masturbate is 60%. Dear Gussie, and the percentage of them that say they feel guilty is 41%. Y'all don't ever feel guilty about masturbation. That coming from our good friend and former Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elders. Because, y'all, if anyone knew about masturbation, it was Jocelyn Elders. And if you need any more information on that, you can get it on CBS during the...
What about the big run? And let me tell you, Big Fatty is a lot more entertaining.
Correct! Yes, than Jocelyn Elders.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.